We all know Bob Dylan's singing voice, very distinctive. But what about his artwork? There was that childlike picture of himself he drew on the cover of the appropriately titled Self-Portrait album, even a song back in 1971 called When I Paint My Masterpiece. But he's tended to keep his painting career pretty quiet, until now that is. Dylan's first ever exhibition of paintings and drawings has just opened in Germany. 170 watercolours and pastel drawings collected over the decades. Turns out Dylan has been sketching for years, drawings made in hotel bedrooms around the world on what he calls his never-ending rock tour. In the early 1990s, he painted 320 portraits, landscapes, still lifes and nudes in just 8 months. No wonder his songwriting dried up around that time. So, what's his art actually like? Well, the BBC's Tristana Moore has been to the town of Kemnes for a look round the exhibition.
Today, there's a new exhibition of Dylan's artworks, which is being held in all places, the East German town of Kemnes. A former industrial town, a lot of the old communist tower blocks have been torn down, and recently the city's art galleries have been renovated. It's the first time Dylan's works of art are on public display. In the past, the elusive singer kept the paintings to himself. So how did they end up here in this remote corner of Germany? It's all thanks to Ingrid Merzinger, the director of the Chemnitz Art Gallery. She discovered a book of Dylan's sketches called Drawn Blank while on a trip to New York. She was so impressed that she then persuaded Dylan to agree to mount an exhibition.
I read the title of this book, Drawn Blank, in a biography on Bob Dylan. I got the email address to the publisher. I was really astonished. I thought it will take weeks, but I got an answer through his management first, and then they said that, Bob Dylan really likes to do an exhibition here in the museum.
Bob Dylan has been sketching in his spare time for years. While touring the world, he drew a lot of city skylines, hotel bedrooms and women, all characters from real life. Dylan said he was fascinated to learn of Ingrid's interest in his work. After she got in touch with him, he became incredibly prolific, creating 320 works over 8 months.
You can see here 4 versions of a subject, which is called Woman Infrared. And you see a woman from the back and in different color versions. And I like very much her erotic movement. She's not a slim lady, but a little voluminous, larger lady. But this gave her a nice erotic movement, which I like very much.
And what do you think of him as an artist, Bob Dylan?
Yeah, I think he is a good artist, and what I like that he is working really independent. He is not looking on art fairs, obviously, or styles. He's just doing what he wants. He must have some training, so he knows how to do the positions of the figure, and then his interiors have a special instability, which is not so easy. It's much more complicated than it seems to be.
The show has attracted a lot of visitors, a real mixture of people, including Dylan fans and curious art lovers from all over the world.
It's interesting to not just listen to the music, but also see a different way of art.
Are you proud of the fact that this exhibition is on here in Chemnitz, of all places?
Yeah, of course. I think it gives the city a good standing, and a lot of people are coming here, and not just to see the exhibition, but to see that something is going on here, yeah?
Why do I like Bob Dylan? I am a fan, and I guess I like him for many reasons. I like the fact that the more I mature, the more I understand what he's saying. I had seen some of his sketches. I didn't know that he had this body of work, though.
And do you think he paints as well as he sings?
Well, a lot of people would say better. I love the way he sings. I guess he's an artist extraordinaire.
But some art critics have been disparaging of Dylan's talents as a painter. He's a celebrity, but he should stick to singing, they argue. Tobias Roeter writes for the German paper FAZ. He's been down to Chemnitz to see the exhibition for himself.
What attracts people to the Bob Dylan show in Chemnitz is, of course, at first, the celebrity and the popularity of Bob Dylan as a pop singer and songwriter. But apart from that, what you see on paper in Chemnitz is an artistic expression expanding into new territories. So what Bob Dylan has been doing on stage for 40 years, doing variations of his own songs over and over again, he's now doing on paper. So you see him painting an afternoon situation, a balcony scene, and doing the motif over and over again, up to 4 times. And that's something that he's been doing on stage now for 40 years. In terms of art, it's, I guess, an old motif about presence and variations. So I guess the show is more about Bob Dylan and his artistic oeuvre than it's about high art.
But the curator, Ingrid Merzinger, is convinced that she did the right thing by organising the exhibition. She says it's important the public have a chance to see another side of the singer. Ingrid is hoping Bob Dylan will come over sometime and visit her museum. Like other fans, she would be queuing up to meet him.
2 years ago I had one album, now I have 45. I like very much his touching music, his art. Obviously is not aging, and that means it has a possibility to become an eternal.
Given Bob Dylan's iconic place in popular culture, it may seem odd that his works of art have ended up in an East German town. But as ever, the music legend has shown he's full of surprises.
Tristana Moore reporting from Germany on Bob Dylan, the painter. And if you're in the town of Chemnitz or planning to go, then you can catch that exhibition up until the 3rd of February.